Great.
So I'm Jan-Åke Westin Music, and I was clearly wrong because I had a 65 score and the others had 69. And I'm going to explain why I have to explain myself.
Yes, please do.
Explain to do music.
I have a lot of explaining to do. So music is about the song and the arrangement as performed by you. I wanted to have more story in both of them, Dear Hearts and Tomorrow I Promised. What is it called?
Tomorrow is Promised to No One.
Yeah. Promised, especially that one, much more storytelling. So in music is really musical storytelling, and you have the performance person here. So did you talk about story?
Mm-hmm. We talked and we put an individual story to the song instead of one story for everybody to try to tell.
Right.
So
do you want to sing a bit? You might have solved.
We can, yeah. So one of the things that the performance guy was just telling us was he felt as though we had more intensity inside the story, singing-wise and music-wise, than we did on our faces, mm-hmm. performance-wise.
Okay.
But let's play with this. And do you want to go to the beginning, or do you want to go to
if you love me? Take right it there. from the start, because the story
has to have a beginning.
Has a beginning, something happens in the middle, and there's a resolution. Yeah.
There's a
put your hand in mine and walk with me together to a place our hearts can weather. Stories yet untold.
Can you start again? Put your hand in mine. Can you get more on the meaning of that? Just those words. We also need unity in how you emote. There's a little bit of different involvement. Can I be so bold? Can you all be as involved as your chorus director a little bit more and see what happens.
Put your hand in mine.
Oh, yes.
And walk with me together.
Oh, yes.
To a place our hearts can weather love stories yet
song. It's pretty good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So the setup, can you talk more about that? We're going to tease out more what you are saying right in the beginning. Put your hand in mine
and
walk with me. Who are you? Who are you talking to? Did you talk about that already?
Well, so we went away from telling one story as a whole to telling individuals together.
Right.
So we're supposed to be feeling our own story, but realistically, it's got to be that person you're telling that story about. Whatever it may be, whoever it may be. It could be your grandmother, it could be your loved one, it could be...
Right. Okay, have you done this, that each of you, are you good friends in this chorus, all of you?
Getting
to be. would you, because this can be a challenge, I know it, actually tell the guy next to you your story, and you have to come up with it right now. So I would, in the context of this song, so it would be something like, when I moved from Sweden to Canada, I felt really lost, but there was this one person that I met, and then she went away. I don't know this song well enough, but this would be very real for me. She came back, and she may help me overcome all the insecurities I had when I was brand new. Something like that. It's not enough time to do that here, but would you do that?
We've done that.
You've done that.
We actually did that, yeah.
And happened?
What happened was it got very good.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier that your job was to adjudicate the song and the arrangement as presented by the performer.
Yeah.
And then you state that you were expecting. Now, are we to be going toward what the judges expect?
No.
Or what the effect is on the audience and the judge's ability to relate to that?
Absolutely. You sing
then
for
you
an audience always. Yeah, that is correct. Your job is to communicate your story to everybody that listens.
When we have more time, there will be more storytelling, there will be more developing of levels of agreement in intensity of the message.
Yeah.
For some of our members, it's very difficult.
Because they've lost
their loved ones. For others, it's difficult because they're 14 years old.
Right. And you know what? If you have just lost someone, I think it's better to not sing that story because it's so... You need to go to the edge, but not over the edge.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. You've heard that before? My goodness. There's nothing new in
barbershop. Your comments, your comments so far are somewhat contradictory to what the performance category was talking about.
Okay.
That's why I'm asking.
Okay. So, from a music point of view, it's bringing the music to life, and each of you are the performers. So, you are an ensemble, so you need unity, but... You are.
Unity does not mean precision. Unity means simply agreement on the level of
interpretation.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think what he's saying, and based on what our performance guy said, he was able to kind of turn, if he turned his eyes off, he could tell that we had some storytelling going on in the music.
Mm-hmm.
I think what he's asking from us is intensify that even greater.
Right.
We have a little bit of, we're doing it with volume because you're watching me go like this and I want that sound. He's wanting it to come from an internalized.
Yes.
That's got to go like that because that's the story that's coming out of us. Does that make sense? So if we connect it to the music itself.
But if I also interpret what you're saying correctly, the chorus is tending to block the story rather than develop the story.
Yes, it's a little mechanical, and I think that has to do with your journey. You are now approaching the 70 level. So when you sing in the 70s, you know, the technique is second nature. So now you need to bring out more of the art.
We're back on the same page.
Yeah, great. Do you want to do a bit on the up tempo?
Yeah, okay.
So here you have a tempo going that can help you with. You still need the story, dear hearts and gentle people.
Mm-hmm.
Are these just people you love in your hometown. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you can use the tempo to just keep it buoyant and happy, if that suits.
Sing it right from the intro. And
there's a place I'd like you to be, yes, it's Iowa, you see.
Okay, okay. So we're going to start. We don't want it choppy. We want the more legato you sing in tempo, the more everything's going to happen. So we want to sing phrases, not words.
There's a place I'd like to be, yes, it's Iowa, you see. Friendly neighbors smile and say hello, hello. It's a pleasure and a treat to meander down the street. That's why I want the world to know I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown.
Much better. Do you like that? Just
I do like
out.
That legato stuff.
Right.
We worked that even this morning, going from here to here, yeah.
Right.
To here, then to here, to here. Yeah.
Right. So now just pull out some keywords here and there, like Iowa. We want to know that you have changed that in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And dear hearts and gentle people. And then I think in the second verse they go to church, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then you can have a different kind of tone. Do you do something visually to help that?
We don't really at this point. We just kind of go.
Yeah. So just give something different, how you feel about them. Can you start again?
Mm-hmm.
There's a place I'd like to be. Yes, it's Iowa, you see.
Yeah.
Friendly neighbors smile and say hello, hello. It's a pleasure and a treat to meander down the street. That's why I want the world to
because
know the dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown.
My hometown,
because those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down.
And what do they do?
I'd be so welcome each time that I return. And my happy heart is like a cloud. Dear hearts and gentle people who live in love in mind, be ever so humble with friends who live in my hometown.
Five minutes, great. Are you helping the chorus on a regular basis, Ev? Mm-hmm. Because if you like, one thing that you might do, it could be just what I did here, yell out, and then next, but, because it's just called the think ahead method, because if we think ahead, it means we do have a story. It means we have something to latch it on. And didn't you feel that it came to life much more? You had contrast and variety now. And the tempo stayed really good because you made it smooth. So that could be something, if you like. Just cue.
I'm open to any suggestions. We've had not as much time to work on either of these two songs as perhaps we would like to have had.
Right.
The director feels that way.
Yeah.
And I've been knocked down pretty hard with illness in the last few months, so
yeah.
I've not had a chance to do some of the things I would have liked to have done.
Right.
However, making the switch from a presentation point of view to a performance point of view, mm-hmm. without affecting a music approach or a singing approach is one that's just a little, you know,
yeah,
you balance eggs as you run across the floor.
Finding your way. And I think that will kind of fall into place. Not the eggs, but I think they understand. Yeah.
I think the chorus had a tendency to think through the uptune rather than the.
Yeah.
They felt through the ballad. They thought through.
Yeah.
The uptune, and that led to some synchronization and led to some,
yeah,
some bumpiness along,
yeah,
the road that,
absolutely,
took away from your legato.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a thing when we perform, we need to turn off the conscious mind.
Okay.
Honestly, there's even been research on
that. See, I told you music judges were different.
Turning off conscious mind puts us right to our default level.
Yeah.
So we find really what our default level is.
Yeah. And in performance, it should be right brain. Did I mix that up? Left is the analytical.
Right's the artistic.
Right? Artistic, yeah, it should be that. Because once technique is in place, we should just enjoy the singing. The way you sang loud at the end, in my hometown, that was just jubilant. You were excited about it. So it wasn't just that you sang loud. It made sense. And that's what we want to go for.
There are only a few of us left-handers in our right mind, though.
And right, there's nothing left on... No. Yeah. It's hard. It's hard, especially for men, because we don't want to show anybody. Because it's like that old predator thing. If I show weakness, I get eaten. And honestly, we have that in us. But when we perform, we need to be a bit vulnerable. And it comes out in the way you interpret songs and the way you look. I tend to just pretty much head down, but I do look up.
Is the ballad a tune that you would keep?
That I would keep. I would say keep songs that you love collectively. And some songs takes longer to get to like. There is a lot in this song. I mean, I would go over and even suggest that you do line reading. Have you done that? Have one guy just read the lyrics?
We haven't done that.
That's in acting song. The book that I have,
okay,
brought back with me, yes.
Okay, so it applies to music equally, because if somebody... Hello.
Hello.
If somebody reads it, you shouldn't make too big a deal of it. But then usually when you read lyrics, like poetry, they trigger thoughts and emotions.
Okay.
So we shouldn't try to be phony, but just read the words. And then the next guy can read the next line. So you even have, yeah.
You're on your own time.
I'm on my own.
On my own.
On my own.
The poetic side of it is something that has just not, we have not yet begun to develop those skill sets.
Right.
We're still, in many ways, there's lots of stage presence influence that's filtered through presentation influence that is now trying, yeah, to turn over to performance influence.
Right.
And the more we get a chance to make this part of our routine of learning music,
yeah,
rather than just notes and words and,
yeah,
hope that we're in tune and,
right,
the traditional layered on effects,
right,
the better off we're going to be.
Yeah.
But I'm just curious about the ballad, because that ballad is one that, when it's sung properly and it's sung from the heart, the way that these guys are capable, mm-hmm, of singing, can be a very effective song,
yeah,
for this particular group of men.
Right, right. I think you're ready for it now, because if the score is getting up in the high 60s, then it's time to go more for the art.
Yeah, the Ambassadors did that.
Yeah. And I mean, you have some ways to go to go where they go, but everybody starts. You sing well. You got a good ringing sound, and when you turn yourself on, that was really good. You are on your own time, so I don't want to take too much time. If you have a book on that, and the reason I'm just turning to somebody, it's as a director, we have a lot to do. So if you have anybody else in the chorus who could just throw in, keep
more alive. Agree. So me trying to do it, as well as trying to think about how to give them a visual cue that means that too.
Was that of some help?
It was. Thank you very, very much.
Wonderful.
Appreciate it.
Great job. Thank you.
So you guys are done now, huh?
We are.
Easy day, man.
Until tonight.
Canadians are
getting 40% discount.